If a girl texts your partner, or if they flirt with your partner, or if you've seen your partner like a photo on social media, do you get that jolt of jealousy, guys? Do you get that like tremendous, agonizing pit in the bottom of your stomach feeling of jealousy? Well, guys, here's the funny and tricky thing. You may be jealous because you rightly so should be jealous. They are being inappropriate. They are maybe flirting. People may be flirting with them. And so maybe the jealousy is well put. But also, let's just be real, guys. The jealousy may be just the things that we're feeling because we are insecure. Maybe it's not a reflection of them, and maybe it is a reflection of us. Now, these are two ideas. And how on earth do you know which one's which? Because let's be honest. Your partner may try and convince you that maybe it's you. That maybe they are trying to convince you that no, there's nothing to worry about. You're the jealous person. So how the hell do you decipher whether there's validation to the jealousy or not, or whether it's something that you need to work on within yourself? So Tom and I actually just confront this head on and talk about jealousy and how we've handled it in our relationship, to the point, guys, where literally now you could say to me, Lisa, I just saw Tom walking down the street with his arms around another woman. And the first thing I'm gonna say is, oh, it must have been his sister or a fan. The last thing I'm ever gonna think is that my husband has cheated on me, because I've already dealt with the insecurity that I have felt in the past. Tom has already dealt with the insecurity in the past. So because we've already dealt with it, we are able to have a loving relationship with zero jealousy. But how the hell do you get to that point? This is the episode you need to listen to find out. And guys, if this episode brought you value, please, please do subscribe, share with your homies, rate and review. That is how you show the love. Now, let's dive in to relationship theory on Women of Impact. Enjoy the episode. The truth is, no one looks at someone else's insecurities and go, yeah, that's a turn on. Mm. Like, that's attractive. Never. So,
meaning the fact that they are insecure
right.
about it.
Right. So for instance, if I was really jealous about, God, and I am not, but let's just say I was jealous about a woman who was coming onto you. Because of Quest and everything, you get a lot of young women trying to chat you up. And so imagine I'm jealous about it or insecure about it. Well, I've got two choices. One, go up to you and be like, why were you talking to her? I can't believe it, blah, blah, blah. And so now, do you think that I'm more attractive to you or less, right? You're going to be less attracted to me. Versus I come with confidence. I come with, just confidence. And just, you know, like I've said to you in the past, like, babe, you still got it. Like, women are still trying to chat you up. Like, that's right. That's my man. And so I feel proud and about it. And because I feel proud, and because even if I do get a twinge of like, oh, she's got a better physique than me, oh, she's prettier than me, whatever, because of course I'm human and I'm a female, those thoughts do pop into my mind. I immediately eradicate it by saying, yes, but he's with you. And so I'm confident. And I really do just tell myself that, like, insecurities are not attractive. And so if my whole goal is to make you yearn for me, is to make you attracted to me and feel proud that I'm with you, then I also need to reciprocate knowing what you're looking for. And so, yeah, like, I kind of squash that insecurity immediately, because it's like, look, if you want to be with somebody who's more attractive, or you want to be with somebody younger, or you want to be with somebody with a better body, you're going to be. Right? Like, there's no amount of stalking, checking your phone, badgering you, arguing with you that's going to stop you if you really want to. So now I just need to know I'm responsible for my own actions. I can't, you know, be responsible for your actions, but I know what I would look for. And if you kept coming to me where you were insecure about guys who had bigger arms or whatever, like, eventually I'd be like, oh my God, enough. Like, then go work out, go get bigger arms. Like, if that's what your thing is, then go do it. But you just badgering me saying, like, why are you looking at his arms? Like, now it's just draining on me. And I don't look at you with admiration. I look at you going, oh God, here we go again. And so and so that's what I would, every time I felt insecure about something, I would just snap myself back into, like, no one finds this attractive. No one.
That's mean, but wonderfully true.
It's so true. What does that mean?
It, you want the other person to just mollycoddle you forever.
And
right?
Look, I wouldn't be cruel about it. I would
not
say, baby, you want bigger
arms. Baby, it's
a
hard truth. Don't back off now, because that is so important for people to hear. Not only is it not attractive, it's hopelessly unattractive.
Yeah.
And yeah, that is so, so, so important for people to hear.
If you're fed up of people constantly pushing you around, ignoring your boundaries, and just disrespecting you left, right, and center, then it's time to finally stop letting people walk all over you and start actually standing up for yourself, my homie. Because trust me, I've been there, staying silent and living a life I never actually wanted for myself, but lacked the confidence to do anything about it. But I was able to go from someone who settled and lacked all the confidence in herself to someone who comfortably commands respect. And guys, and my homie, even with the fears, the doubts, and uncertainty, you can finally go after what you freaking want in life, set boundaries, speak up, show up, fight imposter syndrome, and stop people pleasing. And I break down how to actually do this step by step in my book, Radical Confidence. And when you pre-order your copy of Radical Confidence right now today, guys, you can get a free gift valued at $171, which includes my ultimate guide to radical confidence, which is a workbook that you actually can work through as you're reading my book, 3 months ad-free listening to Women of Impact on podcast, and 1 hour exclusive relationship coaching sessions with me and my hubby of 21 years, Tom. So my homie, if you go and pre-order this book right now, you get all of those things for utterly free, which has been valued at $171. So go over to radicalconfidence.com to pre-order your copy right now. That's radicalconfidence.com. See you there, my homie. Let's freaking go.